This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The DJV Experience for Tuesday. I'm Doug Steffens, 7 after the hour, along with my pal Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, all of us here to do you right. It's an exercise that is not, that is not futile, as people in... I heard yesterday from somebody that I know in the Austin area, Austin, Texas. I don't know why the focus has been on Austin off and on here. We have listeners in that area for sure. Talking about traffic and things that have changed, how many people from Southern California moved to Austin, what a wildly wonderful city it is. My son has a great friend who went to school with him, who's a teacher in an elementary school. Both he and his wife are teachers in an elementary school, and they love it, but they don't have to drive because they live less than 4 miles from the school, and that's pretty much their trek. But apparently... what's going on? A lot of people spend a lot of time in the car listening to the radio, which I guess is a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Yes, it is. Say hi to the folks in the Raleigh area. Hi, Raleigh, Durham. How do you do?
Sorry about the passenger.
Yeah, I was going to. Maybe that's what I was thinking about that.
Yeah, it's the passenger.
Central Indiana checking in along with folks in Wisconsin. Hi. And then there are the Woonsocket folks listening in. The Providence area of Rhode Island, and then the Nashville Cats. I'm just looking at some of the places getting some input here. Down in Florida in the West Palm Beach, Wellington area, how do you do? The conversation yesterday here in Los Angeles on pretty much all of the radio stations, O.J. Simpson up for parole on Thursday. The hearing will be held. It'll supposedly be 30, 35 minutes. Every news hound in the world is there. The big thing on KFAN last night, they were talking about their reporter Steve Gregory, Jennifer, being the only radio guy in the entire universe that gets in there.
Right. So I thought for my friend, who's a radio guy and who's also there, but that's okay.
What makes me sad is that there's so much attention being paid to this. What a circus this is going to be. Mm-hmm. And you wonder what the benefit of the doubt is because of O.J.'s background and how much he was in trouble. What weighs the heaviest here on the people who make this decision?
He's going to get out.
Say what?
He's going to get out. There's no doubt in my mind that he's going to get out.
Why do you say that?
I would be shocked if he doesn't get out.
But aren't there a lot of things they'll take into consideration?
Well, apparently, no, you can't do that. That would be totally illegal. They cannot. And actually, the judge in 2008, when he was up for on this trial, on these charges, because don't forget, he was accused of killing his wife and Ron Goldman back in the 90s.
Right.
And he was acquitted of those charges. He was guilty of them in the civil trial, so he had to pay a lot of money to the Brown family and to the Goldman family. But instead of just going away and beating a big murder rap and just disappearing, he decided that he was going to go into a Nevada or Las Vegas hotel room and at gunpoint hold some people hostage, not let them leave their hotel room so that he could get his stuff back, as he liked to say. I guess they had some of his memorabilia or merchandise. And apparently preventing people, you know, from leaving a hotel room while you're trying to get your stuff back is actually called kidnapping. And, you know, go figure. So he was convicted of that, which was a minimum of a 9-year sentence and a maximum of a 30-year sentence. And the judge in that trial said, we can't consider anything from previous trials, none of that can be accounted for with this. Apparently in parole hearings in Nevada, which is where he's being held, they really primarily take into account the behavior of the prisoner and whether or not this person was a model citizen and what they'll be doing after they get out of jail. So OJ has been, by all accounts, a model prisoner. When he gets out of jail, he has money and a home and a life to go home to. There's no way that he's not getting out of jail. I mean, literally, I would faint if he doesn't get out. That's how sure I am that he's getting out.
One of the things that when I think back on all of the stuff that you've just described so well, the business of holding those people, but if you've read any of the stories, the accounts, or if you saw the television reenactment of it, it doesn't stack up to be this violent, horrible thing. I mean, holding somebody at bay at gunpoint is one thing, but it doesn't seem that it was ever portrayed that these guys were ever really serious about doing anything except getting the stuff back. And
right.
So, yeah, okay, so he used the gun. I mean, it sounds like there was more made of it than really actually might have happened, and it was a way or an excuse to get O.J. for something. You know, you always hear that kind of stuff. What's the other case where somebody committed a crime and everybody knew they committed a crime, but they didn't get it, so then they got them for something else? Why is that?
The Jinx could be one, but they kind of got him. I mean, they busted him when he admitted it off camera, Robert Durst.
Yeah, but never, but Robert Blake, somebody was talking about him and how he got
he
away with it.
He still contends that he's innocent.
Yeah, well, but he never
I guess OJ would say that too, though, right?
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, and I mean, obviously the court system in L.A. at that time, I was young, but I remember the racial tensions that were going on in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I think it's fair to say, without being called a racist or whatever, but just armchair quarterbacking what happened, race was the single reason that O.J. Simpson walked from that murder hearing. He had that Mark Furman testimony where Mark Furman was caught on tape using the N-word 20 years before the actual account of what happened. That's what turned the tides in the O.J. hearing.
If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. That's what turned the tide. Come on, Jeff.
I don't know about that. The N-word was the real game changer, I think. And you're right, the glove, and they gamed, by the way, they gamed Christopher Darden, who made a terrible mistake in calling for him to try the glove on because the glove had been treated with stuff to preserve it for evidence, and it was too small.
Mm-hmm. And anyone knows, I mean, those are expensive leather gloves, and anyone knows if you have leather shoes that you haven't worn in a while, they shrink up to nothing. So, I mean, that's very
leather
plausible.
Shoes do?
Sure, leather boots, leather shoes, if you don't have them on, what do they call them, shoe trees? Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
It's really interesting that you can still look at OJ and he still appears to be kind of a likable guy. I was talking about that. We were talking about that on my program yesterday, is that even when you look at him sitting in court and he's got that smirk on his face, there's
so
something about him.
Now. He's so
he's been in jail for 9 years and he's also 70 years old. I mean, he's, you know.
Did you guys hear about
speaking
offense,
of fat? But,
wait a minute. Just because you're 70 doesn't mean you're going to look old and fat. Thank you very much.
But speaking about old and fat, did you guys hear about the cookie with OJ? Did you hear about that part?
No. Well, yeah. He's been eating plenty of them. Apparently the guards all love him. He's got sort of a groupie.
Yeah, he's charismatic. That's what I'm getting at. He's not, you know, he makes people like him, which is
strange.
What about
the cookie?
Well, apparently when he first got in there, within the first 6 months of him being in jail, one of the other inmates stole a bunch of cookies and handed them out on his way back to the cell, and everybody else ate them in secret, but OJ sat front and center and ate his cookie right in front of a female guard, and she wrote him up for having contraband. And so he said, he called his lawyer and said, he pleaded with the guard and she wasn't having it, and he called his lawyer and said, I'm not going to get parole because they wrote me up for contraband, because this is going back to what Jennifer was saying about your behavior inside. Mm. And so he knew once the cookie happened that was going to be a really big deal, and his lawyer was able to reason with the female guard and said, you're going to be called the cookie monster if you proceed with this and you write him up for that.
You're
and the guards won't have, the other inmates won't have respect for you. And so she took the report back. But that cookie could have prevented him from getting parole.
All right,
what
14,
a strange life. Gosh.
It really is.
Right? There's sports icon and entertainment and now pop culture icon.
16 past the hour, DJV experience in a moment. Congress overturns restrictions against slaughtering horses in our country. This ought to be something that gets the horse lovers, well, actually any of us who
any
value
animal
life.
Lover.
This is, well, let's tell the story in a moment. Stand by.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. 22 million children across the U.S. participate in free and reduced-price meal plans through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out, only 1 in 7 kids who may need free summer meals will get them. The summer can be a challenging time for parents to feed their kids when grocery bills increase as much as $300 per month. By partnering with clients, suppliers, and local hunger relief organizations, Sodexo's Summer Meals Program is bridging the gap. Jennifer Williamson is with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation.
Sodexo employees see these kids every day in the 500 school districts we serve across the U.S. Knowing that some of them go without meals during the summer is why we have programs like Feeding Our Future, which to date has provided 5 million free meals to children nationwide.
Tom Nelson serves as the president of the No Kid Hungry campaign.
Sodexo and our partners are dedicated to ensuring that no child goes hungry during the summer months.
To find a summer meal program in your area, text food or comida to 877-877.
Here's the scoop on garden soil. Sometimes it needs help from the Home Depot, where bags of Miracle-Gro garden soil are a special buy, three for just $10. It improves existing soil with nutrients plants need for stronger roots, so they'll hit the ground running, starting with much better ground. Miracle-Gro garden soil, three bags, $10. Now the number one retailer for Scott's Miracle-Gro, the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through August 2nd while supplies last. Contiguous U.S. only. Limit 80 per customer.
Before you hear this, or this, or even this, before you turn a key, step on the gas, and let it rip, before you get up and out and on the road, you have to be fueled by something. Make sure that something is Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Staples knows that when your printer jams more than it prints, it's time. When your paper supply is in desperate need of resupply, it's time. When the only printer in your office that's not out of ink is three flights up, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has great prices on everything you need to print. And now, buy one HP ink, get the second 30% off. Staples. It's pro time. N72217. See store or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, those of you who are horse lovers, and I know there are a lot of them around the country, the government of the United States, through the House Appropriations Committee, has voted to lift a measure that acts as a ban, more or less, on horse slaughter as part of a spending bill. This is that convoluted way we get bills passed in our country, stuff that gets thrown together has nothing to do with anything. Horse meat is not specifically banned, but currently the Department of Agriculture can't fund horse meat inspections, which means meat processing plants can't legally butcher them. That doesn't mean that they aren't. It just means it's not legal. So if this measure passes the full House, then horse meat will be legal in our country. Immigrants that are coming here from various places are prone to liking horse meat. What does that mean? We're going to start killing dogs because the Chinese and the Asians like dog meat? How is that? What's the...
No, immigrants have been wanting to leave that behind. That's something in Europe. That's why in America, historically,
so
we have never
demand?
Eaten horse meat.
From whom is there a demand
dog
for
food?
Horse meat?
I mean, dog food companies, absolutely. And in Mexico, most of the horses who have been no longer are racehorses or are wild horses that have been caught now have been shipped to Canada and Mexico where where slaughtering is legal. And I don't know what they use that meat for. Maybe in Canada they eat horse meat. I don't know.
It's called, the ad is From Stable to Table, which is pretty gross in and of itself.
So disgusting.
It is really disgusting. It's like, I don't like any flesh of any, you don't have any support for me eating.
Except for some sausage and fish. Yeah.
Bacon.
But cows and stuff, but it's interesting how we hold horses in higher esteem than we do cows when it comes to that, at least in our country. A lot of people are upset about this.
Should we make it illegal to slaughter cows now, too?
Sure, why not?
I'd be down with that. I don't eat anything on four legs.
21 after the hour, DJ V Show.
Are Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Pretty exciting weekend this past weekend here in Los Angeles because of the Classic West show at Dodger Stadium. My daughter lives just below Dodger Stadium, and I always confuse Los Feliz with
Los Feliz.
Los Feliz with what's the other little village that's over here? That I can't remember.
Silver Lake?
Yeah, no, it's not
Island
Silver Lake.
Park.
That was what I used to be. Yeah, Echo Park, that's it. Anyway, Echo Park. They live right below Dodger Stadium, and when I was driving over to the house on Saturday, it took forever. I'm thinking, this is a strange time for people to be going to a Dodgers game. And I'd forgotten all about the fact that the crowds were actually for Classic West. There were two nights of them, Saturday and Sunday. So the Eagles started the show on Saturday. And it was quite a show. This was, probably a lot of you have seen video of this. They started shoulder to shoulder at the front of the stage, blending their voices. They were doing an a cappella. They didn't have any of the instruments. Sort of a bluegrassy arrangement of Seven Bridges Road. There were some new faces, though. Vince Gill now is a part of the Eagles, right? How's that going over? Is that the people?
Apparently very well.
There's a hologram of Glenn Frey, who was a co-founder, who passed away last year. Man, I still can't. He looked very healthy, but he was 67. He died. So his son Deacon apparently is now filling his shoes. Is that right?
Yeah.
Practiced well and fills in. A lot of these guys, you know that with the Four Tops, they have only one of the original members, and then cousins and nephews and the son of one of them. So you wonder whether they're as good, frankly. Apparently, from all accounts that I heard on the radio here, Jennifer, they were fabulous, as was Fleetwood Mac. But the real focus the first night at Classic West with the Eagles, although I think America was there. They had a couple of other bands. Fleetwood Mac was on Sunday, but who else was with them? Do you remember?
I don't know. I was out of town this weekend, so I sort of missed all the hoopla, thankfully.
Yeah. I think Journey opened for
Journey,
Fleetwood Mac.
Journey, that's right. Yes.
That sounds right. Yeah.
I don't remember who opened for the Eagles. Maybe no one, because they played 2.5 hours, so.
Yeah. Well, they were still at it. I think at 10 o'clock, I was listening to The Sound, which is the classic rock station here in Los Angeles. They actually did a broadcast from both nights over there, carrying the Concert Live, which is kind of the neat thing is the old days of radio coming back again. That stuff used to go on all the time, and now not so much of it goes on. But these guys, Joe Walsh said, "We're back, and we're back for our family, and you are part of our family. This one's for you, Glenn. You're in our hearts. The music goes on. Let's give a warm Eagles family welcome to Deacon Fry." And then they went going, as you said, 2.5 hours they kept going. Deacon Fry was given the task of recreating some of his dad's most recognizable hits. And I wonder how it did. We haven't heard any, I haven't heard any audio from it, but the reviews seem to be pretty good.
He seemed to go over very well and sounds a lot like his dad.
Yeah.
So, and that's kind of, I think, what people want the most. You know, it's when you have, when your dad's gone and you and he had such an iconic voice, if you can recreate that and he looks exactly like his dad, too.
Does he?
He's like George Harrison's son. I mean, yeah. Danny, like they're just doppelgangers.
Mm-hmm. He did the lead on Already Gone. Vince Gill was the lead on Lion Eyes and Tequila Sunrise, Take It to the Limit, New Kid in Town. There's one more person who wanted to join on the Glenn tribute, Bob Seger, who was also from Detroit, as was Fry. He met Fry as backup singer in the 60s, surprised the crowd out there performing a song he co-wrote called Heartache Tonight. That's one of the great, I think that's one of the great Eagles tunes. I'm going to crank it up here. Artie, don't you think this is one of the Eagles' great tunes?
Definitely.
Yeah. All right, so a tribute to Glenn Fry, appropriate. 28 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, Jay, did I miss out? Have the rates gone up? The answer is no. Rates are still low, and it's a perfect time to refinance your home, especially if your mortgage rate is higher than 4.25%. If you'd like to lower your interest rate and save thousands of dollars in interest without starting over on a new 30-year loan, a Quicken Loans Yorgage is what you're looking for. With our exclusive Yorgage, you can choose a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. The rate today on an 8-year mortgage is 3.25%, APR 3.75%. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation for customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Here's your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How's your life today? Would be a good question. How's your life every day? I hope your life is better because you're spending some time here with us. How do you do? 34 after the hour, the DJV experience. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara. So there's a this. Let your imagination run wild for a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Will you please imagine you're driving down the highway, busy summer day. It's a hot day. It's been hot this week. And in front of you is a truck, and the truck overturns and dumps slime and eels all over the highway. And it's 90 degrees. Can you imagine this? Never mind looking at these things, which is a horror in and of itself, but the road's covered thick, and the cars are driving over these things and squishing them and squashing them, and the eels are going everywhere, and the goo's everywhere. Ugh. Creates a crash. It's on the 101 up in Oregon, Jennifer. They had to close it down, and drivers were warned, the usual traffic stuff. I can imagine, what's the report on Waze when there are eels in the road?
Yeah, right?
Police ahead. Okay, right. Eels ahead. The eels had been on their way to Korea. Because we're talking about...
Yeah, the 101 in Oregon?
Yeah, well, they're going up there on their way to Seattle again on a plane that goes to Korea.
Eels on a plane.
Yeah.
Right. There's the sequel for Samuel L. Jackson.
The slime, though, eels are really slimy.
Ugh.
And people say
they're
delicacies.
Sea snakes.
Yeah, they are. They're horrible creatures.
Yuck. These, the pictures, I would not advise Googling it, but the amount of slime, it looks like something from a movie set, like Ghostbusters. It's just, it was unreal.
All right, so let's move sort of fast forward to a situation. I'm looking at this because it's something that's going on in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. But imagine in any circumstance, there's a tattoo parlor in Framingham. Most places have tattoo parlors. As a fellow from town who's a fan of Boston sports teams, and so what he's done is take pictures of all of his favorite Boston sports personalities, whether they were players for the Celtics. I'm looking at a picture of Bill Russell tattooed on this guy's leg. He also has all of the other, he has basketball stars, he has football stars, he's got baseball stars, and they're all up and down both of his legs.
Why?
I know, I don't
get that. Yeah. I mean, seriously, do you guys, I mean, really, putting a face, would you put any face on your body? I mean, it's just
never.
So bizarre.
Mm-hmm. Never. Maybe.
It's actually, I'm looking
maybe
at
my dog.
It's a pretty good likeness of his face, of the one I'm looking at is of Bill Russell, but looking at some of these other ones, he's got a couple of kids, and I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, my dad has his own face on his face.
He has face on a tattoo on his own body?
Why?
Yeah, so my dad has a lot of tattoos, but on his rib cage, there's basically like a little face. It's a younger self of him, and it's like peering out of his side.
Oh my God.
It's like him looking. It's actually one of my favorite tattoos. It's pretty funny. But I can't imagine getting someone else's face.
I've never heard of getting your own face, though, Kara, to be honest.
I'll have to get a picture of it and show it to you guys.
I feel like I want to talk to your dad now about this.
I know.
I have questions.
Here's an intervention from Kara. All right, as long as we're in the sports department, let's get at some of the items of interest here from both Jennifer and Kara and Victoria. Kara, I'm going to throw one at you as well. So because we're New York bound, Victoria, this is the Yankee hitter who is in the news. The fellow is Aaron Judge, who made headlines for doing what?
Well, for winning the home run derby the night before the MLB All-Star game. But what he really is making headlines for now, he hit 47 home runs, four of which traveled more than 500 feet, which is not easy to do. Mm-hmm. One actually struck the Marlins Park roof. And that's why he's making headlines still a week later. And it turns out that NASA engineers helped design the Marlins retractable roof, and they calculated how far a human being could actually hit a ball so that they would build the roof higher than that so it would never interfere in live play. So they didn't think that this was humanly possible until he did it twice in one night. And so now the Marlins have to go back, and they have a rule that if this ever happened in live play, that if the ball bounced up, it wouldn't be a foul. It would still be considered a live ball. And so now they have to rethink their rule, knowing that Aaron Judge could actually hit the roof. And so they've had to recalculate things, and they have to go back to the drawing board to come up with however they're going to deal with this again in the future. But it's interesting that even NASA's algorithms were not able to anticipate Aaron Judge's core body strength.
Gives new meaning to the phrase "hit the roof."
Yeah.
210 feet above ground. Man, this is some kind of. Is he a big guy? I don't know this guy.
He's 6'7".
Yeah,
and 280 pounds. I'm surprised, though, because I think Giancarlo Stanton, who plays for the Marlins, is about that same size, a little bit smaller. But I guess he's never had that same issue. But I could.
All right, is he
I
old enough for you, Kara? Would you like to have a date with him?
He's the same age as me, so yes, I would like to go on a date with him.
Giancarlo Stanton, I can set you up. He's from Sunland, actually. His name is really Michael.
Is it really? I don't want to be set up with him. I want to be set up with Aaron Judge. So, Victoria, if you go to any Yankees games and meet him, then let me know.
I'll see what I can do.
There we are. Date for a day. Here it is on the DJV Experience. Now, Jennifer, I know how big bowling is in your life.
Yeah. I actually like to bowl occasionally. I was a pretty good
bowler.
I haven't
for a long time because I can't get anybody.
Hey, maybe we should go. Except we can never get together. But
I know it. Yes. All right, so what's the, this is the largest junior bowling event in the world, the Junior Gold Championships. What's the story?
Yeah, so after several years of continuous cuts in non-revenue sports, the collegiate level, bowling still offers a number of scholarship opportunities. This is good news. The largest junior bowling event in the world.
What do you say to somebody you meet, though? You know, you got a bowling
professional bowler? I say, you're getting a free college ride. Good for you. The Junior Gold, and you get to drink beer and eat peanuts while you're doing it. It's perfect.
Yeah, there's no real workout regimen.
Junior Gold Championships kicked off in Cleveland on Sunday night with the opening ceremony, and organizers expect roughly 325,000 in scholarships will be awarded, up from about 300,000 last year. So these are on the rise. More than 4,000 bowlers ages 7 to 20 are competing in the event that runs through July 22nd. The top male and female bowlers in each age bracket will be awarded scholarships, which will go into their SMART account, which stands for the Scholarship Management and Account Reporting for 10 Pins. It's an independent entity that helps young bowlers manage and protect their scholarships, and it works just like a bank account. So when athletes are getting their scholarships, they deposit them into their SMART account. Then when they head off to college, they can transfer the winnings out as they need to. It's a pretty cool idea. Individual schools are offering scholarships as well. There were 77 women's bowling teams in the NCAA for 2016-2017. So there you have it. Yeah. Pretty cool, right?
Yeah. And so...
And you're not going to get CTE from bowling, that's for sure.
No. Mm-hmm. Well, unless, I mean, you might really get someone throws a bowling
unless you're really bad at bowling.
True that Ryan Lochte is off the hook for all the things that
true.
He supposedly did in Rio? Is
mm-hmm.
that? Yeah. So,
that is true.
It came, why did that come about? Because he proved that he didn't do anything wrong, or they're just tired of...
No, an appeals court said technically he didn't call the police went to him, so he had no intention, he didn't intentionally report a false crime. So he's basically getting off on a technicality.
He just lied to the police. That's
yeah.
It's different.
And lied to Good Morning America and lied to...
I'm going to say it again. The guy has two brain cells and they rub together every once in a while and make fire. It's a good thing he's pretty, that
there
one.
There you go.
Yeah.
In the business news, Campbell's Soup. I suppose this could be food news. Business news and food news together. Campbell's Soup, the saltiest soup company in the world, has bought Organic Pacific. See what this suggests? This is the way so many of these companies that are having flat business reports, they're not making it, they're not increasing their market share. Because of A, competition, and B, because of the desires of people who are now figuring out what they really want to buy. It's really interesting. It's kind of like you hear from people from time to time where we have the haves and the have-nots, and there's nothing in the middle anymore. There's good food and there's bad food, and there's not much in the middle anymore. And I'm not suggesting that Campbell's soups are bad. I grew up eating a lot of Campbell's soups, for sure. So anyway, they're going to buy Pacific Foods and then get into the organic world. Something to be said for that.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This report is brought to you by Sprint. 2017 marks the sixth year that Sprint is sponsoring the CONCACAF Gold Cup. Starting July 7th through July 26th, Sprint will challenge fans to trivia fun and soccer-related games for a chance to win up to $10,000 and other prizes. At select matches, the on-site football fiesta experience lets you meet soccer legends like American All-Star Brian McBride, along with Jared Borghetti and others from Team Mexico. Learn how to stay connected with Sprint's unlimited freedom plan at sprint.com/copa and use hashtag Sprint4Copa. Brian McBride, Team USA.
Sprint doesn't want you to miss a single second of the 2017 Gold Cup action. And with the Unlimited Freedom Plan, you don't have to. Enjoy the best of soccer on a winning network. Works for me.
Offer and coverage not available everywhere. Restrictions apply. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 United States, including the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico, age 14 or older, who at time of entry are members of Sprint Rewards Club. Sweepstakes begins at 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 7, 2017 and ends at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on July 26, 2017.
This report is brought to you by Sodexo. 22 million children across the U.S. participate in free and reduced-price meal plans through the National School Lunch Program. But when school lets out, only 1 in 7 kids who may need free summer meals will get them. The summer can be a challenging time for parents to feed their kids when grocery bills increase as much as $300 per month. By partnering with clients, suppliers, and local hunger relief organizations, Sodexo's summer meals program is bridging the gap. Jennifer Williamson is with the Sodexo Stop Hunger Foundation.
Sodexo employees see these kids every day in the 500 school districts we serve across the U.S. Knowing that some of them go without meals during the summer is why we have programs like Feeding Our Future, which to date has provided 5 million free meals to children nationwide.
Tom Nelson serves as the president of the No Kid Hungry campaign.
Sodexo and our partners are dedicated to ensuring that no child goes hungry during the summer months.
To find a summer meal program in your area, text FOOD or COMIDA to 877-877.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, I just was talking about the fact that people are getting ready to come back to school already. I was looking at a blog post from a lady who is the mother of a sixth grader, and the sixth grader was going to get some honorary from the school for having perfect attendance. He went to school every single day for all of his days in elementary school. And the reason I bring it up is because we never had prizes like that, but I was one of those kids that always went to school. I never missed a day of school from kindergarten till 12th grade. Never missed one day of school. Never missed a class in college for the 4 years that I was there. So, and I wasn't looking for, I just took it in stride. It was my job. I guess I figured I was supposed to go to school every day, and that's what I did. And so anyway, this young 6 year old named JJ was told by his mother he couldn't accept the award for perfect attendance. And she wrote on her blog, quote, "In this family, you're not shamed for ill health, vulnerability, or weakness. In this house, you're not encouraged to spread germs when you're not well. In this house, we look after ourselves and the weakest among us. Can you imagine a workplace that at the end of each week marked out all of the people who hadn't been sick, where all the departments with the least number of people off were rewarded in front of everybody else? It happens in schools all the time. Can you imagine what kind of atmosphere that would create when people who had days off because of bereavements, mental health problems, or chronic conditions were singled out? No, in our family, we teach our children about value, and school is valuable, good health is valuable. I'm just thinking about that in a strange, interesting way. Yeah, it is a great thing to teach your kids, isn't it? Think about it. 10 before the hour.
Identity theft is going to ruin your life if you're not prepared. Hi, everyone. This is Paul with Liberty ID. Hey, millions of Americans fall victim every year. Odds are your identity has already been compromised, and alerts aren't going to save you. The solution is restoration, and the only company that provides a money-back guarantee is Liberty ID. Go to Liberty ID and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. Liberty ID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. operation with a 100% success rate in restoring our subscribers' identities no matter how they're stolen. Liberty ID fixes the fallout for you. Liberty ID does the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, LibertyID.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Let's see how distracted I can get Victoria here. 53 past the hour. This is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan going through some of the technology news. I saw this thing yesterday, and I got a kick out of it. I'm sure you probably talked about the email from this woman that went to her boss.
Mm-hmm.
And what did you take away from this? She wanted a few days off to focus on her mental health.
Yeah.
And the boss said, the lady's name is Madeline, "I just want to personally thank you for sending emails like this. Every time you do, I use it as a reminder of the importance of using sick days for mental health. I can't believe this is not standard practice for all organizations. You're an example to all of us." I think you'd just stop right there, wouldn't you? If the boss said, "I want a mental health day." Yes, you're an example of someone who needs a mental health day.
Right? Well, that's not what he meant, but...
No. But that's
right,
kind of
but it was a nice, yeah, I mean, it's gotten a lot of traction online because it was, you know, a really nice response from a boss. Uh-huh. And it's a brave thing that she did, mentioning, you know, bringing in her own mental health mm-hmm. into the conversation. So, yeah, it's been great.
All right. So, but the good thing about working in radio is that you can just sort of let it all hang out and you don't need mental day off, right? What, yesterday was not mental day off. I was mental partially through the day, I tell you that. All right. So... here's focus on Netflix. Yesterday I heard somebody talking about the profits at Netflix because the number of people that are going over there so fast and so many of them.
Yeah.
So is this related to that, the numbers, or is this related?
It is. Yep. Their investor report came out yesterday, and... once the figures go public, we can talk more about that, but it's looked like it was pretty good, and Netflix was expected to show that U.S. subscribers have hit 3.2 million, which nearly doubles last year's numbers of 1.7, and they're expected to pass 100 million subscribers globally now. So as more and more people are fed up with cable and the bills and the fees and the taxes and everything else on it, this is, you know, people are cutting the cord and Netflix is benefiting from it. Plus, if you look at the Emmy nominations from last week, most of the categories are now being led by Netflix original programming.
Yep. Yeah,
I mean, they spend $100 million. They spend $100 million to produce House of Cards, and that's a massive investment on a major, you know, feature film budget.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's a movie,
but it's paying off.
Yeah, that's good. Good. It's good. Interesting things to see how things are changing. All right. So here's a. This is how many people can put yourself in the position of this mother, who talks every time the son comes home. I can imagine this. I tell the story about this guy who comes to his mom's house. Mom, I'm home. Well, let's see if we can fix this.
Right. This is a very funny story that's gone viral online. BJ Steed is a guy who's a millennial who says his mother, Jimmy, is one of the smartest people he knows, but every time he visits his parents' house, he spends 75% of his time playing IT guy. Mm-hmm. I can relate to this. I'm sure Megan and Brendan can relate to this. Oh, I think Kara can relate to this. This is what millennial kids do.
Focus, folks, let's make no mistake. If they're training me.
Yes, and I'm training my mother and my father on his iPhone, and that's what we do. So he said, I end up either fixing a laptop, a Wi-Fi router, or figuring out why the Bluetooth speaker won't connect. So he said it came as no surprise that things went terribly awry when his mom decided to order a pizza through her phone. She downloaded the Domino's app and then went through all the steps to order the pie, except she skipped two of the major steps, the sauce and the cheese, and ended up what was delivered was just a plain crust with some pepperoni sprinkled on it. He took a picture of it, and he posted it online. Of course, it went viral almost immediately with 40,000 likes. And he said in the caption, my mom used the Domino's app for the first time and forgot to get sauce and cheese. The funny thing about this, Domino's hasn't responded. However, DiGiorno, which is the frozen pizza from the grocery store company, they tweeted and said, delete that app and direct message us. And they later sent the Steed family 10 coupons for free DiGiorno pizzas.
Good PR.
Yeah.
Right? That's good for them. Smart. So yesterday you were talking about Winnie the Pooh getting the boot from Chinese social media.
Well, Winnie the Pooh has been booted from all Chinese social media because apparently he looks a little too much like the president.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.